We're doing Miktzur Shulchan Aruch, Mikor Chaim. We're up to the 25th chapter. We're up to the laws of Mincha. The time of Mincha is 2.5 Sha'ot Zmaniyot before nighttime. That's called Mincha Ktana. Mincha corresponds to the afternoon sacrifice, the Tamid Shebein Arba'im, which was ordinarily brought at that time. Meaning if you have a sundial, so your 12 hours are divided based on the sunlight hours. It's not 12 sections of 60 minutes, but rather 12 sections of the daylight hours, depending on the length and shortness of the day. And so when Chazal tell us that Mincha is 2.5 hours before night, it means 2.5 hours on the sundial, what's called Sha'ot Zmaniyot. And we say that technically you could bring the afternoon sacrifice from 6.5 hours into the day onward, meaning a half hour after noon time, and that's called Mincha Gdola. If a person has a really tight spot, whatever, if someone by mistake davened from noontime onward, technically he was Yotze. The sage is only set to wait till 12 and a half, till a half hour later, to make sure you don't get confused. If you're working with the sundial, it's not so clear which side of the sundial the sun is on, meaning noontime is directly overhead. So Chazal wanted us to wait that half hour, but b'di'evit one is Yotze. Ideally, we daven later in the day, closer to nighttime, and one can daven mincha until sunset. And that's the ideal time for mincha. The halacha would prefer that a person daven ma'ariv later, but already from the days of the Gemara, they were davening ma'ariv early, right after mincha, because it's hard to wait those 20 minutes in between. So if a person can, he should go to a minyan that waits 20 minutes in between till the stars come out, till it's really nighttime for Ma'ariv. And if he's at a minyan that davens early, he should at least repeat Shema after he finishes his Ma'ariv to get in the Shema that's biblical within the nighttime.